16-10 with Sean Cosgrove and Jared Middleton. Leo Slink joining us from the Oz Open again. Morning, Leo.
Morning, Sean. Morning, Jared.
Hey, after yesterday, we live in hope that a couple of the young Aussies are going all right.
Absolutely. It was a great day yesterday. 5 out of 7 from the Australian point of view. And a couple of teenagers there and great debuts by Alex Demena and Jamie Fawless and a great return by Ashley Barty. So positive all round. And then to cap it off, we had the two men seeds, Bernard Tomic and Nick Kyrgios also getting through. Really positive day for Australia.
But Nick Kyrgios is going to be the headline act, as we know, until he's eliminated from the tournament, or if he is eliminated, Leo, because, look, I can't say much about his opponent, perhaps, respectfully, but that was an imperious performance last night.
It was. He made a quick start, the tough start that he's renowned for, and from that moment on, the match was really on his racket. And apart from the nose, the bleeding nose issue that he had, and that was it. It was, as you said, you're an imperious, and it was like 85 minutes of quality tennis and exactly the start he needed.
Stan Wawrinka wasn't a bad shot when he fired his opponent.
I think Martin Kleisen might be a bit sore this morning. That was a tough, tough match for Martin Kleisen. And it just goes to show, Stan Wawrinka before the tournament, when asked about the potential, the possibility of playing Nick Kyrgios in the fourth round, he said, well, we both have to get there first. And I'm not sure if he's saying it as much about himself as Nick, but you saw last night why he said it, because there's so much quality in that draw, and it's a loaded field. Anything can happen, and you saw just how close he came to going out.
For people unaware, Stan fired the ball at him and got him right in the groin, but he didn't seem to worry too much. Everyone else was booing, but he just said, oh, that's life.
Yeah, and not so long ago, it would happen just about every match. These days, I think the players are far more respectful. Ivan Lendl made an art form out of it. He went after players, and if there was a short mid-court forehand and he had the chance to really rattle his opponent, he would belt the ball straight at them. That was all part of the tennis warfare back in the day. And I'm not sure what the dynamic is between Stan and Martin, but Stan's a no-nonsense character out there, and he does give the ball a thumb.
Now today, Sam Stosur. We know her record at the Australian Open isn't flashed. She's $1.73 favourite with tab.com.au against Heather Watson at $2.10, who I've got to say I think is outstanding value. How do you rate Sam's chances today, Leo?
Well, Heather Watson should have beaten Serena Williams. I know "should have" is a phrase that most tennis players wouldn't want to hear, but she should have beaten her at Wimbledon a couple of years ago, and is a really solid player, great competitor. And this is the type of match that you'd expect Sam to win. But given her form, Heather Watson is a huge chance in it. And as I said, she's a great competitor. And today is a bit of ashes on the tennis court, because we also have Dasha Gavrilova playing another Brit in Naomi Brody. And that will be a tough match as well.
And is it 38 there in Melbourne today? I think it's an impressive day looking like ahead.
Yeah, it is. It's already in the mid to high 20s, an hour or so before they bounce the ball. And a cool change is expected sometime early to mid-afternoon. And you'd probably have, probably two or three phases of matches on by then. I always work by the thing that when the heat's on, the upset alert is on also. So it'll be really interesting to see from that point of view how Pliskova and Serena Williams handle the heat early doors.
Leo, when we say 38 degrees, that's walking around outside. What can it get to on centre court?
With the reflection off the court, etc., Sean, it'd get much more. And I think back in the old Rebound Ace days, thankfully we don't have that surface anymore, it would be up pushing around the 50 mark.
Yeah.
And you saw yesterday, in milder conditions than a forecast today, it was obvious several players were suffering heat stress. And as much as they condition themselves, it's the X factor around the Australian Open. You factor that in, and it makes it even more extreme. So today, it looks like, across the entire forecast period, the most brutal day of the tournament.
Leo, tell us about Alex de Minaur. A lot of us wouldn't have known that much about him before yesterday.
Yeah, he's a really interesting character. There's a lot of latent heat about him. He's not as feisty as late, but in terms of court craft and how he goes about it, fantastic little competitor. You saw yesterday he was down match point. He didn't blink. And even after he won that fourth set against Gerald Meltzer, he didn't suffer a letdown and ran away with the match. He's a kid who has got a Spanish heritage, and he grew up in Sydney, but he's got a base over in Spain. In fact, yesterday after he did his interviews, he sat down with a Spanish journalist and did the interview in Spanish. Great, great talent. Wimbledon junior boys finalist last year. Extremely good competitor, complete player. He's someone that we can hang our hat on for hopefully the next 10 years or so. He doesn't have the power of a Nick Kyrgios or the guile of a Bernard Tomic, but he's a great counterpuncher and a very smart tennis player. He's someone we're going to hear a lot from in the future.
Is Jamie Fawless the female equivalent of him?
I think there's her and Destiny who lost yesterday. Jamie, it was a great result for her. 17 years old, Grand Slam debut. They both did it within hours of one another. This is what Australian tennis has been craving for so long. And you throw Alex and Jamie in there together with Destiny and a few others that are coming through as well. This might be the start of a new generation of, you know, really quality tennis players from Australia that we've needed, and particularly on the women's side. There's been a real lull there.
Well, there's, you know, great positive signs really to come out of day one as far as the Aussies are concerned. Leo, thanks for keeping us up to date as always, and we'll chat to you throughout the tournament. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.